Here we are in Brundle Village, located on the beautiful River Yare. The name means at the broomy nook of land. Just as river transport is important in my day, you can enjoy a trip on the river at this busy boating area of the Norfolk Broads. Perhaps even return to rent a canoe and explore the Yare yourself. Did you know, when Queen Elizabeth I visited Norfolk in 1578, she stayed with many of the recusant families in Norfolk, a savvy move to garner their support. But by the 1580s and 1590s, Catholics and Anglicans are on course for a terrible collision. Many Protestant refugees have come to stay here in England, fighting persecution in their homelands, while we poor Catholics also face some danger here in ours.
The sister will beguile the brother, the child will beguile the mother, and thus one will not trust another, if this world last a while. And thus the people with great cruelty use the law with extremity. The world is without all pity. On God they have no dread.
The war between religions has caused the creation of schools for English priests in continental Europe, and they return here in secret to provide the mass and rites of the sacrament in manor houses owned by myself and my fellow recusants. After 1585, any priest ordained abroad since 1559 and found on English soil is automatically deemed a traitor and his lay host a felon, both punishable by death. Hence the need for priest holes, like the one at Harvington Hall or at Hindlip, where a feeding tube is embedded in the masonry. For a country at war with Spain, these priests are viewed as suspicious agents from a foreign power. All us Catholics are seen as potential allies to our country's enemies abroad. Searches, arrests, and executions are happening all around the country.
Of a hard beginning cometh a good ending. Truth on the term is not always depending. Some hardly begin, but by feet to sit fast, that end with hard hanging by the neck at last.
Turn right and follow Blowfield Road, keeping right until you reach Yarmouth Road. Press pause and I will meet you there.